My state of illumination is harmonious. I am a harmonious being, and I live in the state of harmony. This is all that I know, this is all that I am, this is all that I ever will be. I choose to have it be that way. Anytime an inharmonious thought comes into my consciousness, I immediately change it to a harmonious thought. It doesn't matter what the thought may be. The thought may be, for instance, I'm eating a piece of bread, and the bread is a little damp on one side, and the other side is okay. And so I concentrate on the okay side, and I say, this is a lovely piece of bread. And I eat the bread as a lovely piece of bread, with my harmonious idea about it, and to me, then, the bread is a lovely piece of bread. And you say, oh, come on, you can't do things like that. You cannot just take something that is one way and just speak your word and say that it's another way and have it be another way. Oh, yes, you can. We do this all the time. We do this all the time. We say, I am the ideal driver. And you drive like an ideal person. Every thought in your mind wants to make you drive as an ideal person. Every thought in your mind has you doing, being, and driving in an ideal manner. Now, you may be encouraged to do something foolish, but the thing is, because you're thinking that thought, you no longer do anything foolish, you do something sensible and proper and harmonious. Now, when you're speaking to another person and they irritate you a little bit, and you say to yourself, I am harmonious. I am harmonious. I am harmony. I speak harmonious thoughts all the time. I think harmonious thoughts all the time. And pretty soon, that person's attitude or thought, which seemingly was not harmonious, fades away. It no longer is important. You're not giving it importance by your attention, and then it's not getting importance by your intention, and so therefore it just fades away. All things in life are the creation of our mind. All things in life are the creation of our thought. Now, what sort of thought do you want to have for yourself? What sort of life do you want to have for yourself? You can have exactly the life that you want by being master of your thought. By being master of your thought and saying, all my thoughts are harmonious. All my thoughts are peaceful and loving. All my thoughts are divine. Keep thinking thoughts like that, and that's what you'll be having. And then some thing comes along to rustle your attitude, and you immediately say, I am harmonious. Someone drives incorrectly in front of you, and you look at them, and you at first want to give them a piece of your mind, and then you say, I am harmonious. I am surrounded by harmonious drivers. I am surrounded by a harmonious world. I am harmonious. And instantly, you are surrounded by harmonious drivers and harmonious instants. When your children in your life are distressing you, and you say to yourself, I am peace. I am unconditional love. I am joy. I am peace. I am harmony. And then the children who a moment before were distressing you, all of a sudden are different. You say, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. Oh, yes, it does. But it works that way for people who train themselves to be harmonious, for people who train themselves to be totally relaxed, peaceful, harmonious, for people who will not allow themselves to be touched by a world that they did not create. Now, if you create a world of confusion, then you're going to be touched by it. If you didn't create a world of confusion and you just become aware that there is a bit of confusion going on, you say, all is in balance, all is in harmony. I am a harmonious being. And as you protest this, as you proclaim this, as you affirm this, as you acknowledge this, it is what you experience. And this is what happens all the time. People may say, as you walk into an office for an interview, and you say, oh, I hope everything will be all right, I hope. And you just say, no, all is in divine order. I'm going to greet my good. All is perfect. All is beautiful. And you go in there, and all is in divine order. You come up to a building, and you're going to park, and you say, I have the ideal parking spot. You don't say, it's in front of the building, it's beside the building, it's here or there or wherever. I have the ideal parking spot. And you pull up there with this in your attitude, and you pull right in to your ideal parking spot. Exactly where it is close to where you want to be, taking you where you want to be, and there's money left on the parking meter, or there's no charges. It's up to your consciousness, and you experience this all the time. You live in a harmonious world because your thoughts are harmonious. You live in a harmonious world because you have put your causes in motion for an ideal, happy, harmonious life. Our illumination is what sparkles our minds to be whatever we want them to be. And our life is guided by illumination. And when we let our harmonious thoughts be guided by our inner illumination, we find all sorts of glorious, beautiful, wonderful, fantastic, marvelous experiences taking place in our life. And we feel content, and we feel fulfilled, and we feel wonderful about this. We know that we are the creator of our world. We know the illumination within us tells us that we are the creator of whatever experience we want. So, if we go forth in this day and say, I am harmonious. I am a harmonious being. I live in perfect harmony, perfect balance, perfect harmony in every way that I am. And then everything is harmonious. But this is setting the cause in motion ahead of time. This is determining ahead of time what we're going to be experiencing. And if we put in cause in motion ahead of time that it's not going to be harmonious, you can be sure it's not going to be harmonious. When you put the cause in motion, it is going to be harmonious. It already is harmonious. It is in balance and all is peace. Then that's exactly what it is. All of life is a reflection of what's going on in our consciousness. All the world reflects back to us just where we think we are. And if we think we are in balance, we think we are in harmony, we think we are in peace, then that's just where we are. Whether it's a parking space, or whether it's talking to someone, or whether it's being waited on in the store, or whether it is having driving conditions being perfect, or whether it is just being content with yourself, just being at peace with yourself, just being in harmony with yourself. As you and as I, as we have in our mind and our hearts, the balance of harmony, the joy of harmony, the love of harmony, then this is exactly what we will experience, this is what we will know, and this is what we are. The choice is up to us. No one can take it from us, and no one can give it to us. We give it to ourselves. And this day I say, I am harmony. I like myself. I am harmony. Everything in my world works out beautifully because I have harmonious thoughts about it. I surround everyone in my world with my harmony, with my peace, with my love, and I am just absolutely delighted. I am absolutely happy in all ways. I live in my inner harmony now and always. And so it is. And so it always will be.